Cancer specialists have taken a novel path to advance their research by tapping into a Facebook group for rare ovarian cancer insights. Vicky White is a professor at Deakin University School of Psychology and is part of this study. She joins us on the line. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
This is a novel approach. It's, I guess, counterintuitive in the sense that you'd normally probably say ignore what you see on social media when it comes to medical advice, but you've tapped into, I guess, real-world experience here.
Yes, we did, Stephen. And I think that Facebook has been a really great boon for many people who've been diagnosed with these rare types of cancers and also other types of rare diseases. And they've enabled people who, you know, to connect from across the world and start to share experiences and start to support one another. And they may not, because it's a rare cancer that we're talking about here, so we're talking about a cancer that's called granulosa cell tumour of the ovary. And because it's rare, you know, there's not a lot of support that people can get locally, and sometimes there's not clinicians who are really experienced in treating the disease. They can't get a lot of information, either written information. And a lot of what people want when they're diagnosed with cancer is to talk to someone who's gone through it before. And, you know, if it's a rare cancer, it's hard to find that person locally. So Facebook has really been a great way that people can connect and start to share experiences.
So, I mean, that's a pretty obvious, byproduct of this, that those sufferers can talk to each other and get that support. But from a research perspective, how have you been able to tap into it?
Yeah, well, we've been really fortunate to be able to be linked into a group, a Facebook group called the GCT Survivor Sisters. And these are a group of really terrific women who were really interested in getting their cancer on their medical agenda. And what they did was they saw a gap that, you know, no one was working in their area. There was a really low level of information out there from both medical sort of information. And they started to want to actively work with researchers and clinicians to get more research done in their area. So they were keen to reach out to researchers, and I've been fortunate enough to be linked in with a collaboration that they started with researchers at the Hudson Institute here in Melbourne.
How do you... keep going.
Well, one of the things this group did was they saw a gap in sort of an understanding of how people were being treated with this type of cancer, and so they developed, when people join their Facebook group, they ask them to complete a survey to try to get information about how what symptoms people may have been experiencing when they were diagnosed, what their treatment was, what their follow-up care was. And that's been enabled this group to have a really large database of people's experiences of treatment. And that's what we were able to use for our paper that's just come out recently.
So, Vicky, how do you bridge the gap between your expert clinical knowledge and the people who have gone through this from an experience perspective and obviously know what they're feeling but probably don't have that same technical knowledge that you do? Is there I imagine there's a bit of a divide there.
I think these women have been so knowledgeable about their cancer. It's amazing just to hear them talk about their cancer, and they're really keen to learn as well. Researchers had a big push to bring the consumer voice into the work that we do and make sure that the questions that researchers are investigating are really relevant to the consumers and really speak to their experiences. And this collaboration that's been going on, we have really regular meetings. They're really engaged with the lab-based scientists on the team. They've been great at trying to, you know, upskill me in a lot of the experiences that they have and the treatments for this type of cancer. And just because they're the ones who've sort of collected data and they're talking to so many different women with these cancers and girls as well, because it's just cancer can occur at any age. They get a really good sense of what people want to know. And so the questionnaires that they're asking their members to complete are trying to gather information about, you know, questions that are really relevant to their members and questions that they want researchers to start to explore a bit more.
Vicky, does this lend itself to all cancers, do you think, or is it the rare nature of this particular kind of cancer and I guess the smaller community that makes it work, or could this be rolled out right across cancer research?
It's certainly really useful for these rarer cancers. I think there's, for some of the big cancers like breast and prostate and colorectal cancer, there's probably other consumer voices that, other ways that we can collect, engage with people. They've got, you know, consumer advocacy groups. They've got a large presence within hospitals and clinicians who are treating them. So I think there's lots of other ways that we can engage with those groups. But for some of these really rare diseases, it's a really great way to engage with this population. It also means that, researchers are here in Australia where there's a small number of people with these conditions. You can start to increase your sample size. You can start to increase the range of experiences that you're hearing about. And for lab-based people, they can start to, you know, engage with people to get a bigger sample of tissues or other materials that they need to do their work to understand more about the biology of the disease as well.
I think it's an absolutely fantastic approach. Vicky, I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Stephen. Great to talk to you.
All the best. Vicky White is a professor at Deakin University School of Psychology. Who would have thought that Facebook would play such an important role? 28 past 7.
There's nothing quite as delightful as fresh flowers in your home. Bewitched Flowers and Gifts is the largest florist and gift